$24 billion in stimulus money went to firms that had a little problem paying taxes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Government Accountability Office is out with a new report today on all the companies that got stimulus money from the Recovery Act that passed in 2009. A glaring part of the report is that a lot of those contracts went to companies that owed back taxes. More on the report now from Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
It says thousands of contractors on government stimulus projects owe hundreds of millions in back taxes. Steve Ellis of Taxpayers for Common Sense says that's just not fair.
You know, if you're going to stick your finger in Uncle Sam's eye and not pay your taxes like a good corporate citizen, then you shouldn't expect to be able to get contracts that are worth millions of dollars.
Contractors are now required to certify that they don't owe back taxes, but federal agencies can't check that with the IRS because of taxpayer privacy rules. Scott Amy is with the Project on Government Oversight. He says the IRS needs to share more taxpayer information with other agencies.
And by having some kind of overlap with the IRS would then provide a layer of insulation that the government knows that it is working with contractors that are all paid up on their taxes.
But the IRS has its own problems. It has also awarded contracts to companies that owe back taxes. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
President Obama continues his trip to the UK today ahead of his plans to attend the big summit of the world's group of eight economic powers in France later this week. But before that meeting gets underway, there is an international summit in Paris today, bringing together world leaders and tech titans. So what does Facebook have to do with international policy? Well, the BBC's Christian Fraser is with us now from Paris with the latest on that. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
So the Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, and other tech CEOs are there with the heads of state. Why are they there?
Well, it's the first time the voices of the big internet companies, the thinkers, the major players who build the internet will be heard at the highest level of world politics. The internet economy makes up around 6% of the world GDP. It's a huge business, but there's still this huge gap of incomprehension between the people in the technology industry, the techies, and the policymakers. They're two very different worlds. They often have a very hard time understanding each other. Nicolas Sarkozy, who is hosting the debate and speaking this morning, wants to get a feeling for what the industry is thinking and how policymakers might be able to help.
I know there's been tension before between world leaders and these tech leaders. How do you think that's going to play out?
The two views are this. There's that espoused by Google and Amazon, who want a hands-off approach to the industry. They want more favorable tax regimes and labor laws for the industry to help it grow. And then there's the alternative view adopted by many countries in Europe now of more regulation on things like privacy law, competition and copyright laws. And I think there is a lot of suspicion, not least because the man that is hosting the debate, President Sarkozy himself, is seen within Europe by many in the industry as a barrier to digital growth. He's introduced anti-piracy laws. He's proposed a levy to tax global internet companies. It's very different to the American approach. President Obama has underlined throughout that he wants more freedom. It underpins not only the American economy, but also it's fundamental to U.S. foreign policy.
The BBC's Christian Fraser in Paris. Christian, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are up more than 0.5% right now. Asian markets rose very slightly as well today. China today appealed a World Trade Organization ruling, saying the U.S. ignored international trade rules when it imposed trade barriers on car tires imported from China. Wall Street yesterday, fears of spreading European debt had markets down big time. The Dow fell more than 1%, 130 points to end the day at 12,381.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at AllyBank.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Toyota doesn't do a very good job of incorporating customer feedback into its cars. That's according to a panel the company set up last year after a long bout of safety recalls. Well, it's been a tumultuous time for Toyota and perhaps an opportunity for American car companies to make headroads in Japan. Hans Greimel is Asia editor for Automotive News. He's with us now from Tokyo. Hi, Hans.
Hello?
Tell us about this U.S. government report and what it says about Toyota.
It's a rather in-depth look at Toyota, and it's taken after, of course, Toyota's big quality lapses, especially in 2010. And I think it points out a lot of steps that Toyota has made to improve on some of the problems that it had, but it also says that there's still room for improvement going forward.
It looks like, Hans, Ford is trying to take advantage of Toyota's weakness, though. I saw that the Ford Japan chief said he wants to sell more cars in the Japanese market. How unusual is that?
I think that Ford and the other American brands in Japan always want to sell more cars here, but they're starting from such a low percentage of the market that any improvement is going to have a very small impact. In January alone this year, Toyota sold more imports in Japan. In other words, Toyota brought in more cars from outside Japan and sold them in Japan than Ford, Cadillac, Jeep, Chevrolet, and Chrysler all combined. So the imports here really make up a small section of the market. So is there an opportunity for Ford to sell more cars in Japan? Yes. Will it have a big impact? Even if it has an increase in sales, probably not.
Hans Greimel, Asia editor for Automotive News, with us from Tokyo. Hans, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, a study out of Europe says men who are more cultured are happier and healthier people. Researchers at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology say cultured men are generally in better health, have lower levels of depression and anxiety, and are more satisfied with their lives, even more so than cultured women. So what does the study define as cultured? Those who go to museums, galleries, and theaters pretty often. How often are we talking about here? Let's just say enough time to replace the hours you would be spending on the couch, eating donuts and watching General Hospital. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter, at Radio Chia. We're online, too, at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Investing comes with risks and rewards. So imagine a way to cut out the risk and still make a buck or two.
Some people, it might be liberating and empowering to just trade and not worry about the money that they're losing.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Social networking and investing. Match made in heaven or complete fantasy. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.